Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Dalet. We're in the middle of a discussion where we had a takana from Rabban Gamliel and his Beis Din regarding a previous decree from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. They had said that you're not allowed to go and plow in the fields in the pre-Shemitah year from the period of time of B'stei HaLova in a grain field out of Pesach and in a tree field B'stei HaIlon out of Atzeres. And along came the Beis Din of Rabban Gamliel and revoked that din. So how were they allowed to do so? So the Gemara gave a teretz yesterday, and this is the first of three teretzim that we're going to have as to how they were allowed to do so. And the first teretz was that this was a tenai built into the original enactment of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that the later Beis Din could come along and revoke this. But the Gemara then questioned this and said, was this really a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? This is an Issa D'Oraisa. And we brought down the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, who bases upon the Pasuk Mehochel Chamesh Ba'Kama, that it was a Din D'Oraisa that you weren't allowed to go and plow in the sixth year, at the end of the sixth year before the Shemitah year. And Rabbi Yishmol had darshaned that Pasuk in a different way, and therefore he had said that it was just a Halach L'Mosh Sinai that you weren't allowed to go and plow in the month preceding, from in Elul, preceding the Shemitah year. In any event, this goes back to our question, and this is where we gave the answer yesterday. We are four lines down from the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. This is where we left off with this answer yesterday. El Omer of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Kigmiri Hilchasa L'Mishre Yalda, and Kroy L'Meisar Zekena. So we wanted to explain how this is not a problem that you have the Halacha Moshe Misinai and you have a Pasuk. Why do you need both? So the Gemara answers that the Halacha Moshe Misinai actually came to allow you to go and plow in a field that had 10 saplings. This was Halacha Moshe Misinai. We said with Arava and Nisuch HaMayim, these three dinim were all Halacha Moshe Misinai, that the din d'oraisa, based upon the Pasuk, Mehochel Chamesh Ba'Kama, was that if you had larger trees, you weren't allowed to go plow that in the month before the Shemitah year. And that's what we left off yesterday. So the understanding now, not that the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai asked you, but the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai actually permitted you to go and plow in that month before the Shemitah year for the 10 saplings. The more questions this, and says, "V'kivam v'hilchaso l'mishre yalda." If you're telling me that this Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is permitting you to go and plow a field of 10 saplings that are in a base saw in a certain area, that is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, so then, implication being, if you don't have that set up, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. Lav Mimela Zekena Sira. That means that if you don't have the 10 saplings, you had just larger trees, you wouldn't be allowed to plow the entire field. Why do we need a Pasuk Me'ochel Chamesh Ba'Kama to teach me what is obviously an Issa D'Oraisa? So the Gemara says, you're right. And this is the right way to understand this. Elihilchasol or Rabbi Yishmol. Rabbi Yishmol, who darshan the Pasuk Me'ochel Chamesh Ba'Kama, not to teach us a din of Shemitah, but it's to tell us that on Shabbos, a regular Shabbos, a person is not allowed to plow things for his own benefit. However, he's allowed to harvest or plow for something that is for the benefit of a mitzvah, such as if the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, when you do the Tzira Sa'omer, is Shabbos, you're allowed to go and cut and harvest the barley at that time. So he used the pasuk for that. Therefore, he has no Issa D'Oraisa to tell me that the month of Elul before the Shemitah year is usher to go and plow, and therefore he needs the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai to tell me that then. So the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Hilchasa, is only for Rabbi Yishmol. The cry, the psukim, Me'ochel Chamesh Ba'Kamah, the way Rabbi Akiva darshens it, so that is necessary for Rabbi Akiva, and you don't have the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai coming to teach this according to Rabbi Akiva. That is teretz number one. According to this, again, Rav Shimon ben Pazi, when he gave us the explanation that how could the Beis Din of Rabban Gamliel come along and change around what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel said, they weren't changing around the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai or the Din D'Oraisa according to Rabbi Akiva. They were changing around only the Din D'Rabbanan, that adding on to that period of time of Elul, going to the earlier period of time for Pesach and Shavuos, respectively for a grain field and a tree field, and that was a Din D'Rabbanan, and Beis Shammai Beis Hillel had put into their gezeira that if a later Beis Din comes along and says that this gezeira is going to not be good for Klai Yisrael, they had the right to uproot it. That is a long teretz number one. That is teretz number one. Rav Yochanan is going to give us teretz number two. How could Rabban Gamliel's Beis Din go and nullify something that the previous Beis Din of Beis Hillel of Beis Shammai had set up? So Rav Yochanan Omar, Rabban Gamliel of Beis Din, no, midaraisa batulhu. they learned out a din d'oraisa to go and change around what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had set up. What is that? My taima. What was the gzeirah shava? They learned out gomar Shabbos mi Shabbos Bereishis. They learned out a Shabbos from Shabbos Bereishis, the word Shabbos, to the Shabbos where it says by Shemitah that the Shemitah year is called Shabbos. What is this gzeirah shava? Just like by Shabbos Bereishis, it says that Malahala and Hiyasura, just Shabbos is Asur, but Friday and Sunday are not Asur. Lefonel, Yachrel, Mutorin. There are no Issa Malach on Friday and Sunday. It's only the Issa Malach on Shabbos. So to Avkan, in regards to the Shemitah, Hiyasura, only the Shemitah is forbidden for a person to go and do all the malachos that just are forbidden in the Shemitah, but the year before the Shemitah and in the year after the Shemitah, these things are allowed. So therefore, Rav Yochanan says, that's how the base of Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Gamliel were able to go and nullify Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel because they disagreed with the whole din. They had a gzeirah shava to knock it apart. So Gemara says, Maskev L'Ravashi, really? Man D'Yom Hilchos, so according to our understanding that this is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, like we explained by Rabbi Yishmael, can a gzeirah shava come, Asi gzeirah shava, and Akwi Hilchosa? Can a gzeirah shava come and knock apart Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai? A gzeirah shava you can't make up on your own. Gzeirah shava is accepted basically from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Masorah that this is gzeirah shava. So would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have a gzeirah shava that knocks apart a Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai? Impossible. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Man D'Yom HaKra, it's Mehochel Chamesh Ba'Koma. Could a gzeirah shava come, also gzeirah shava, and Akwa Kra, and uproot a pasuk? Doesn't make any sense. So this answer of Rav Yochanan is very difficult to understand, and we reject this answer. And therefore, we give teretz number three. How could Rabban Gamliel and his Beis Din go and uproot what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had set up? El Amar Ravashi, Ravashi gives us the third teretz. Rabban Gamliel, Beis Dino, Sabi Loki, Rabbi Shmuel, Dami Hilchos Gemirula. They held, in fact, like Rabbi Shmuel, he used the pasuk Mehochel Chamesh Ba'Kamah to teach us that you're only allowed to, that you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos when it's doing it for yourself. But if it's a malacha for a mitzvah, like Tziras Omer, you're allowed to do it. And therefore, he didn't have a pasuk to teach me anything about the Shemitah from Me'ochel Chamesh Ba'Kamah. And he used the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai to tell me that planting saplings, if you have 10 of them in the base saw field, you're allowed to go plow those, but everything else is not allowed to be plowed. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel uses the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai for. V'chi gemiri hilchasa. And when was this Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai in place? When was this learned that this is the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai? That's only Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayom. This is only in the time when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. But Nebuch, Bavosin, Rabin, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So then, just like we learned all three of these Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai together, we learned the Eser Netiyos, the Arava, and Nisuch HaMayim. All three of them were learned together as Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. So too, Dumya, the Nisuch HaMayim, this Halacha of the Eser Netiyos is only extant, it only exists as a Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai when we have Nisuch HaMayim and Arava. And when do we have Nisa Chamayim and Arava? Only when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim. Avo Bizman Shei Beis HaMikdash Kayim Nebuch, when the Beis HaMikdash is not around, none of these three Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai is apply lo. And therefore, that's how the Beis Din of Rabban Gamliel was able to uproot this din, because the din wasn't there. The din no longer took effect. The Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai wasn't extant except during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, that was a complicated sugya. Now we go weiter. We quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Avolo mimei yishamim u'mimei akilin. A person is not allowed to go and irrigate a field from mei yishamim and mei kilon. So remember, we learned over here in the Bach, on Os Aleph, he brings down the Rambam, and he says that the mei kilon is a bor amuk, a deep pit with the water collected, but it's not a spring. It doesn't have its own intrinsic water. It just collects the water that rained. And likewise, mei gishamim, that's also a collection. Shemiskabtsim mehem agamim, you have like a pond they collected from this rainwater. Okishad gishamim poskim, and when the rain stops, both of these two are going to dry up. Yitamu hamayim haboyim lagamim, this pond of water will dry up. Yitztarich lahashkus mehem bedli, and if you wanted to get the bottom water from these two areas, the Mekilo and Megishabim, you're going to use a bucket, and that's Tircha Yisera, and that's not allowed. That's what the Mishnah said. You can't go and collect the Megishabim or the Mekilo on Cholomoyd. Now, Bishlam and Mekilo, we understand the deep pit that had collected rainwater in it. That's going to be very difficult to get out if it's not filled all the way to the top. Ika Tircha Yisera. Therefore, it's a lot of Tircha. Ela Megishamim, the more shallow pond. So why is that? My Tircha Yisera Iko, what extra work? Why is that prohibited to do the drawing of the water from this Megishamim? It's not such a Tircha Yisera. So along comes Amar Rabbi Eloi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, no, it's a Gezeira. The reason why we don't allow you to use the Megishamim is Otu Mekilo, because you may come to use the Mekilo. They're very similar, except the Mekilo is much deeper and will involve a Tiruch Yisera. So if we permit you to use the Megishamim, then you're going to also use the Mekilo. And therefore, we don't allow you to use the Megishamim because of the concern that you may come to use the Mekilon, which would be Tiruch Yisera. You're right, the Megishamim is not Tiruch Yisera. But since it's similar to the Mekilon, if we allow you to use the Megishamim, you're going to come to do the Tiruch Yisera for the Mekilon. That's Rabbi Loi Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Ashi is a different territory. Rav Ashi Amar, Megishamim Gufayu, Lide Mekilon Osu. The Megishamim, if we allow you to do that, you're also going to need to draw up the bottom water from there as well with a bucket, and that's going to be a Tiruch Yisera in the Megishamim itself, just like it more normally is a Tiruch Yisera for the Mekilon. You're right, the Mekilon is more of a Tiruch than Megishamim, but the Megishamim also, to get out the bottom water from the Megishamim, is also going to be Tiruch Yisera. So what is the difference between Rabbi Loi Amar Yochanan and Rav Ashi? So the Komitlige, they're arguing about the din with the Rabbi Zera. What Rabbi Zera said? What did Rabbi Zera say? Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabba Bar Yirmi, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Zera said, name of Rabba Bar Yirmi, said, name of Shmuel. Naharos Hamoshkim Mayim Minho Agamim. If you have a stream of flowing water that comes from the ponds, from these agamim, so now, it depends. Are you allowed to go and be mashke from that on Chol HaMoed? So Rav Zera said over the name of Rabba Bar Yirmiyah, Amar Shmuel, yes, you're allowed to. Mutar lehashgos mehen b'chol HaShemoed, because it's not such a tircha to do so. So therefore, they allowed you to go and draw water from the equivalent of Megishamim. And therefore, Mar Islay the Rav Zera, Rav Ashi says that you'd be allowed to go and do this. He says, I hold like Rav Zera. Rav Zera said that you're allowed to go and draw such water. And Rashi explains why this is allowed. Below Gazri Dum Psika Megishamim, V'ozov Torah V'aisim Min Noacher. We don't concern ourselves over here that they will dry up, and there's always going to be enough water there. So too, Rashi feels that this is the case with the Megishamim. You're not going to get to the bottom of the pool and go and draw up the rain water. So therefore, that's why he allows you to go and do this. So Rav Ashi is basically saying that when you're not concerned that the Megishamim will dry up, then there is no concern of doing it. And the only reason he said Megishamim gufai l'idei Mekilon also is you are concerned in that case. So he agrees with Rav Zera, when you're not concerned that it will dry up, you can do it. But if you are concerned that it will dry up, you can't do it. As opposed to Rabbi Loi Amar Yochanan, or by Leslie, the Rav Zera. They don't hold from Rav Zera at all. And they say, no, it's a straight out Gezera. We don't allow you to use Megishamim because then you may come to use Mekilon. Now let's analyze this din, Gufa, that which Rav Zera said in the name of Rabba Bar Yirmi Amar Shmuel. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabba Bar Yirmi Amar Shmuel, Naharos Hamoshkim Mayim Minu Agamim, Mutu Lehashkos Mehen B'chol Shemoit. He holds that since these streams, these flows of water over here, are not going to dry up, you're allowed to use them on Chol HaMoed. However, Esir Rav Yirmi Lo Zera, Rav Yirmi questioned Rav Zera, and he said, our Mishnah had said, Avolomi Megishamim Velomi Mekilo. Like we just said, it said you can't use the Megishamim and the Mekilo. So how come you're not concerned over here that these Naharos, Hamoshkim, Mayim, and Agamim are going to dry up? So Amalei. So Rav Zera said to Rav Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah Bari, Yirmiyah my son, Hane Agamim de Babel, Kimaya de Lopaski Damu. These Babylonian ponds over here are so, Babel was a low-lying country. They were so steep with rain, they were so filled up that they're never going to run out. So this is considered something that isn't likely to occur. And therefore, these Naharos Hamoshkim Mayim, you know, Agamim, in Babel, are something that is not like a Mekilon or Megishamim. They will not dry up, and therefore it's allowed to be done. Gemara continues with the following brayso. Tana Rabbanan, ha-pesikos v'ha-brechos. What are pesikos and brechos? So you can see this in the Rashi Ksiv Yad. This is on the last of the middle-sized lines in the Rashi Ksiv Yad, where it says, Psikos are charitzin she'enon misukonim. These are ditches that aren't, the walls aren't well solidified. And brechos are gumos, or pits, misukonim yofe, that the walls are well solidified. The afopishin is smalu, even though they're filled up, the erev yom tov, even though they're filled up with water from erev yom tov, also, nevertheless, also lahashkos mehem b'moid, because they're going to run out, so you're not allowed to go and water with them on Chol HaMoed. So that's what the Gemara now tells us. Hapsikos, Habrechos, these various types of collections of water, even though they were filled up with water from Erev Yontif. Nevertheless, also lahashkus mem b'chol shemoyd, you're not allowed to use them b'chol shemoyd because we're concerned that they're going to run out and then you're going to end up doing tircha yisera. Now, but if they're constantly being refed with a channel of water, so then an amasamayim, a stream of water constantly fills them up, then there is no concern that they'll run out and you're allowed to go and be mashka with them on Chol HaMoed in a situation where you're allowed to be mashka the irrigated field. Amra Papa, that's only true. That's only true if the majority of the field that these psikos and brechos are coming to irrigate is shosa miosa amasamayim, is able to be irrigated from the water that's filling up the psikos and the brechos. In other words, there's enough water there that you'll be able to go and water the entire field all at the same time. And therefore, there's no concern you'll come to do tircha yisera. So that's the opinion of Rav Papa. Rav Ashi qualifies it a little bit less, and he says, Rav Ashi Amar, Afu Bishen Ruba shall also saw the show. So even if you can't go and irrigate it all at once, there isn't enough water flowing in to go and irrigate the entire field at once, but since there is a constant flow of water, keeping the Komoshka of Asya, so okay, right now you can fill up half of it, and then it's going to dry out, but then more and more is going to come in, and the next day you'll fill up the other half of the field. So since the water is continuously coming, the Komoshka of Asya, therefore the person is going to say to himself, Meima Amar, Ilo Shasu Lechad Yoma, if I can't irrigate the entire field today, Tishde, I'll fill up the rest of the field. I'll irrigate the rest of the field tomorrow. The next day, it'll take 2 days, 3 days. I'm not going to go and trouble myself to go dig a new ditch and bring in new water. It's just going to take a little bit more time. And since it's going to take a little bit more time, I'll wait, and I'm not going to do tircha yisera on Chol HaMoed. So Rav Ashi is a little bit more lenient. It doesn't have to be able to irrigate the entire field all at once, like Rav Papa said. He says, as long as it can irrigate the whole field, even if it's going to take 2 or 3 days, not a problem. Another braisa, Tana Rabbanon, Berecha Sheno Tevis Mayim, Misnei Beis HaShlochin, Zoo, if you have a brecha, a collection of water that is getting its water, shenotefes mayim, Rashi brings down, notefes mayim, is you have this upper field, beis hashlochin shuya gavoa, v'ho ya mayim noveya mitzido, and you have a stream running by the side, u'betzad echad haya beis hashlochin nomuch, and then you below it, you have another beis hashlochin. So you have these two fields that are irrigated, one above the other one. And the water from the upper field flows into the lower field after you've irrigated the upper field. So in this situation, we have brecha shenotefes mayim, mistei beis hashlochin zu, goes on to a lower beis hashlochin, mutl hashkus imenu, stei beis hashlochin acheris. You'd be allowed to go and take the water from that pool and go and use it to irrigate the lower field. Ayinor says, Vavida de Pascha, but it might stop, and then how can you be allowed to do this? You're going to end up doing Tircha Yisera to go continue watering that field. So Rav Yirmiyah, we're talking here about Dayin Himitav Tepes. We're talking about the water is still coming from the upper field into the lower field, and therefore there's no concern that it's drying up, so therefore you're allowed to do this. Abaye says, however, Amar Abaye, Bushalo Pasek, Mayim Rishon, that's as long as the water is still flowing into the upper field. So as long as the water is flowing into the upper field, you can go and take that water and go and irrigate it into the lower field. But once the upper field is stopped, so then you can't continue to do this. Tanya, we'll learn another braisa. Rishim Menasi Omer, Shtei Arugos, Zulu Malamizu. You have two rows of planting, one higher than the other, Zulu Malamizu. So you're not allowed to go take lo yadla mina tachtoni. You can't take the water from the lower field, the yashkes ol yona, and go and supply the water to the upper field. That's too much extra work. That's tircha yisera. So you're not allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed. Furthermore, Yosra came Amar Rav Elazar ben Shimon. Rav Elazar ben Shimon said further that afilu aruga achas, even if it's the same strip of land, and it just it goes up and down. So you have part of it, it is higher, part of it is lower, but it's the same patch, it's the same strip of land, the same strip of produce. Afilu aruga achas chetzi nomo v'chetzi gvoa. Half of it is higher, half of it is lower. You're not allowed to do it over here. Lo yidla mimokum nomuch v'yashkel mokum gvoa. That's tircha yisera. You can't take from the lower water and go and irrigate the higher area of that same strip. Furthermore, Tana Rabbanan will learn another braisa, Madlin. Now, Madlin here, we're going to say, ultimately, this is how we're going to understand this, is to go and take water with a dili, with a pail, liarokos, to water the vegetables, but the purpose of doing this is kidei la'ochlan, in order that you go and eat this. Rashi explains that, in two lines in the bottom, mashmashu dole ma'imu mashki liarokos kidei la'ochlan b'chol shamoyt. We're talking here about even, it seems, in a rain field, a field that you don't have to irrigate, but if you want to go and eat those vegetables right now, so they need extra watering, so they'll be nice and fresh, to eat them on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do this. Others understand this, they're talking about in an irrigated field, that you'd be allowed to only go and do this irrigation if it's to go and eat these vegetables right now, but that they should grow better, that they should grow better for the future, or it's not being eaten on Chol HaMoed, so then in both cases, also, you wouldn't be allowed to go do so, whether it's an irrigated field, and certainly if it's a field that's not normally irrigated, it subsists on rainwater, you wouldn't be allowed to go and do this. So this Madl Yirokos means you're allowed to go water vegetables if you can eat them right now. Ravina, Rabba Tosfa, Havuka Azle Birucha. One time Ravina and Rabba Tosfa were going together on the road, and they saw a certain person, Chazul HaGavra, they saw a certain person that was seeming in violation of this din derabbanan. Davadole Dalba, he was going and drawing water in a pail, Bechol Demite, on Cholamite, and he was watering his vegetables. Now, we just said, Madl Yirokos Kedei La'ochlan, only to eat them. And they assumed he wasn't doing it to eat them. They assumed he was doing it Bishul Li'afosan. So I'm like, Rabba Tosol Ravina. Rabba Tosol said to Ravina, Rebbe, let's Leisei Mar Lushante, put him into Chayrim, because he's going against what the Rabbanan said, so we have to put him into Chayrim. Ravina said to him, no. Amale, Patanya, we just learned that Madl Yirokos Kedei La'ochlan, maybe he's doing it Kedei La'chila. He's not doing Kedei La'afosan. So, what's wrong with him watering it? How do you know that he's doing it for the wrong purpose? So Rabba Tosfa responds back to Ravina Amalei. He says to him, really? Is that how you understood Madlin Yirokos, that you're going to draw water? Misaris my, who's saying that it means my Madlin means Madlin Maya? That the words Madlin means that you're drawing water? No. You know what the word Madlin means? Maya, and we turn to Dalit Amud Beis. The word Madlin, my Madlin, you know what it means? Shalufe. Rashi, top Rashi says, Kishayakos Ritzufe, when you have a whole row of vegetables. No, tell mehen mi bintai, you take every other one, li ochlan, and this way the others will grow better. So mutu li afusan, even though you're doing this, that the others will grow better, so it would be permissible if you're doing it to eat. So also, if you're only doing it b'shul li afusan, also b'shul nisharmi. Now let it go and do this, if you're doing it for the purposes of taking these out, not to eat them, but so the others will grow better. That you're not allowed to do. So when it says you're not allowed to do this, Madlin Maya, it means you're not allowed to go pull out every other vegetables, like we learned in the Mishnah in Peah. Kedetznan, it says over there, Hamedal Bagifanim, if you're going and uprooting every other vine in order that the other remaining vines will grow better. So that's not talking about Cholamoid, that's talking about in a regular field, on a regular weekday. You're allowed to go and improve your field. So just like Kishem Shu Meidel Bishalo, just like you're doing it for yourself, Kachu Meidel Bishalaniyim, if there's a Peah area that belongs to the Aniyim, you set aside a corner of your field for the Aniyim, so just like you're doing the Meidal, you're doing the pruning of your vines, you're allowed to go and prune the vines of the Aniyim as well. They'll be happy that you're doing so for them. Dear Yehuda, normally you're not allowed to touch that, but here you're allowed to do this because it will benefit the Aniyim. That's the opinion of Yehuda. Rameh disagrees. Rameh Omer, no, Bishalor Reshoi, of course you can do it on your own, however, you're not allowed to touch the Peah field. They know Reshoi Bishal Aniyim, because you know what? The Aniyim are going to prefer to have a lot of an inferior product rather than have a small amount of a very superior product. So if you pull out every other one, for example, so the remaining vine will go from 100 to 100 plus X in terms of its value. But you're going to have a limited amount, but it'll be better value. So a wealthy person would rather have a smaller crop that's a higher quality. Whereas the poor people, they're starving, so they'd rather have a lot of an inferior crop. So therefore, Rav Meir says you're not allowed to do this. New bottom line is, from this Mishnah in Peah, you clearly see that Madlin doesn't mean Madlin Maya. It means to uproot every other one. So this person over here, Ravina Tosfa, said to, Rabbi Tosfa said to Ravina, we should put this person in Chayim. He's watering. Watering's not allowed at all. So Amalei, Ravina said back to Rabbi Tosfa, wait a second, well, Tanya, we learned Madlin Mayim Lirokos Kedei Li'ochlan. We have a brice and it says, Beferish, you are allowed to go and water. It says Madlin Mayim. You're allowed to go and water. Take a bucket and water the vegetables on Chol HaMoed as long as you're going to eat them on Chol HaMoed. So here it says Beferish, like what I suggested and not like what you suggested. So Rabbi Tosfa says, oh, Amalei, Tanya, if you have a Braisa, so then Tanya, then that's what the Braisa says. I'm an Amora, I can't go against the Braisa, and I retract my opinion that Madlin over here means like it did in Peah, but if you have a Braisa that says Madlin Mayim, so then it means over here watering, you're allowed to go and water the vegetables in order to eat them on Chol HaMoed. So then maybe this person is in fact doing it for the purpose of eating on Chol HaMoed, and we don't have to put him in Chayr. Then we said, V'ein osin ugios la gefanim. The Mishnah said that you don't make these ugios for the gefanim. What are ugios? So we had explained already previously. And if you look in the Rashi, Rashi tells us, eagle soviv, a circle. And we had previously, we mentioned that the Gemara in Tainis with Honi Hama'agel, Og Uga, he drew a circle. So this is basically a ditch that's a circular ditch that's around the vines. That's what Ugios are. Amar Yehuda, and they're known in Aramaic as Binke. Rashi tells us that Binke was a word that they knew, it was an Aramaic word. And there's also another word, Bididin, which is also some sort of a guma, which we'll see in a moment. Tani Nami Yochi, the Brisa says, similar to what Rav Yehuda the Amora said, Eluhein Ugios, what are Ugios? Bididin, these are these ditches, these are gumos, some sort of pits, should be ikare zesim, that are by the roots of the olive trees, or should be ikare gefanim, by the roots of the vines. And they provide additional water for the growth of those trees and vines. Gemara questions this and says, really, Imi? Is that what Ugios means? For Rav Yehuda, Shora Livnei Bar Tzisai, Rav Yehuda, this same Rav Yehuda, the Amora Rav Yehuda, permitted for either Bar Tzisai, is the name Rashi says over here of a place, and the Ksiv Yad, it says it's the name of a person, in any event, Lemevad Binke L'Charmehon. He allowed them to go and make these ditches, but the Mishnah said, Enos and Ugios Legafadim. So what's going on? How could Rav Yehuda say that Ugios are these ditches, and the Mishnah says they're not allowed, and then Rav Yehuda himself, as an Amora, says that they are allowed? So there's not a problem, no kasha. It all depends what type of ugios you're talking about. If you're dealing with brand new ones, habachariti, so that the Mishnah says, enos and ugios ligafadim, that's too much tircha, that's a lot of extra work, tircha yaseira, and you're not allowed to do that. However, where Rav Yehuda the Amora permitted the Bar Tzisai to go and make these binke for their vineyards, that was habatike. That's talking about ones that had already been previously made and had collapsed a little bit, so to go and dig them out, to clear them out, that is allowed. Then we quoted the Mishnah where we said, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Yomer, Ein Osin Eso Abba. You're not allowed to go make during Chol HaMoed or during the Shemitah a brand new canal to go and irrigate the field. Not during Chol HaMoed and not during the Shemitah. So Gemara says, okay, I understand the Chol HaMoed. Bishlam HaMoed, on Chol HaMoed, Mishum Dekod Tarach, that's Tircha Yaseri. You're not allowed to do extra work. You should have done it beforehand. So you're not allowed to go dig a new canal during Chol HaMoed. But Shvita, Ela Shvius, my time, what's the issue involved in going and digging a canal? You're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to go and grow things, but what's the issue of digging a canal? So it's a machlokis. Pligabar Zera, Rabbi Abba Ramama. We don't know which one said which. These two Amarayim argued as to what the issue is about digging a trench, a ditch, a canal during the Shemitah year. One of them said, Chadamam it Meshnerika Odeh, because it looks like you're going and hoeing. It looks like you're going and plowing over here, and that is the issue that you're not allowed to go and do during the Shemitah year. The other one said, Chadamar, Mibnesha Machshir Agafel Lizria, because as you dig out the ditch, so what do you do with the heaped up dirt? You go and put it on the side of the canal. You heap it up on the side of the canal. Ah, that is, so to say, getting that ready for planting. And even though that's not your intention, but that's the result, as Tosus points out over here, that Mipnesha Machshir Agafel Lizria, the nearest Harisha Mamish. This looks like you're really plowing over here, Shesover in a row, and people looking at you will say, Shalakach Miskavi, that's your purpose. Now, Inami Choshil Le Avodis Karka Mamish. Alternatively, this looks like you're actually hoeing the ground over here, doing actual Avodis Karka. Aye, Vafogav Shein Miskavi, that's not your intention. Your intention is to dig the ditch. Therefore, it's a melacha that is, according to Rabbi Shimon, a melacha sheinu miskavin, and should be permissible. So we said, no, that mo the Rabbi Shimon bipsik reisho v'lo yomos, that here, it's inevitable that this is going to happen when you dig out the dirt from here and you're putting it up on the side border. It looks to other people like you're doing this for Zariah purposes, and it's a psik reisha, and therefore it's not allowed. So these are the two opinions, Rav Zera, Rav Abba Mamama. We don't know which one said which. One said it because it's like Oder, and the other one said it's like your machshir agafel lizriya. You're preparing the banks of this canal to be used for plowing. Is there a halach lemaisa difference between the two? My benaya, what's the ramification? What's the nafkamina between these two? So Gemara says, yeah, there is. Ika benaya, the difference would be the ka'asu maya basrei. If the water comes right into this canal, you're digging a canal and the water flows right in immediately afterwards. If the water flows in right immediately afterwards, so the opinion that says that you're doing it for the built-up banks, so you're still doing it for the built-up banks. Man, the yom abinesha machshir agafel lizriya, so you still have that. What difference does it make with this water inside? The outer part, the bank, is still looking like you did it for zriya. So therefore, Iko, the Issa would still apply. However, according to the man, the Yomar, Mibnei Shenirika Odeh, according to the other man, the Yomar, it says, it looks like you're hoeing over here, it looks like you're plowing. Well, if you fill it up with water right away, obviously you didn't do it for plowing purposes, because when you plow, you don't fill it up with water right away. So therefore, Leko, then there would be no Issa, according to that opinion. Mark questions this, however, and says, okay, so great. Even if you want to say, Laman the Yomar, Mibnei Shenirika Odeh, that it doesn't look like it's going to be Oder if you fill it up with water right away. But why is he not concerned about the other opinion? That's Taka. That was a good concern. Lechosh b'pnei shemachshir agafel l'zriya. Okay, so it's not Oder. Why is it not machshir agafel l'zriya? That seems to be a legitimate answer. Why aren't you concerned about that? So it says, yeah, Taka, they both are concerned about that. Eloika b'nai, so then the only nafkumina between the two is the koshakum mine v'shadi l'vroi, that you're not building up the banks. You take the dirt from the middle and you toss it far away. Shadi l'vroi, you toss it far away. So it doesn't look like you're building up the banks for Zriya. So according to Laman the Yoma, Meshamach, Shragafel, Zriya, Aleka, then you no longer have that over here because you didn't build up the banks. And according to Laman the Yoma, it says it's Nirika Oder. Well, then you still have Nirika Oder. Laman the Yoma, Benesh Nirika Oder, you still have that. So Ika, so that's still a concern. No, then we throw it back the other way. Okay, granted, when you're throwing the dirt far away, it doesn't look like you're doing it for Zriya purposes, but why aren't you concerned? Why aren't you concerned that it looks like hoeing? So again, each of them, why aren't you concerned about the other one? So Gemara says, no, Oder Nami, likewise, in this situation of Oder, normally when you go and plow, all you do is turn the soil around, you till the soil, you don't throw the soil away, so you just loosen the soil so it's more amenable to the growth of the seeds that you're planting over there. So in this situation, when you're throwing the dirt far away, it doesn't look like Oder as well, and therefore it's not a concern. That's the understanding that we just brought down now between these two Amorayim, Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Abram Amamel, on the statement of the Mishnah, Rabbi Loz ben Azayra Omer, ain't osin, so Ami, now let's go make a new canal on Chol HaMoed or on Shemitah. Now we have another way to understand the Mishnah. Amemah learned it the following way. Amemah Mastin Law Mibnesh Nirka Oder. Amemah said, everybody agrees it's Nirka Oder. None of this business about that it looks like you're going and building up the side over here, that you're doing it Shemach Shagafel Israel. No, that's not the reason. In fact, there is no machlokas. Amemah says that everybody says that the reason for Elozo ben Azai is Mibnesh Nirka Oder. It looks like you're hoeing. However, that seems to be going against something that Rav Elozo ben Azariah said elsewhere. So our Mishnah, Vakashli, the Rav Elozo ben Azariah, and our Mishnah are the Rav Elozo ben Azariah elsewhere. What did Rav Elozo ben Azariah say elsewhere? Umi Amar Rabbi Elozo ben Azariah, Kosh Nirik Oder Aser. Did he really say that if it looks like it's hoeing, that it's Aser? But I'll show you, Raminu, there's a Mishnah in Shvius that says otherwise. What does it say over there in the Mishnah in Shvius? It says that you're not allowed to go and fertilize your field during the Shemitah year. So what happens if a person has waste? What does he do with his waste? So Osa Adam as Zivlo Otsar, you're allowed to go stack all your waste in one place, and eventually it'll get taken away, or eventually it will dissolve and disintegrate. So you're allowed to go make a pile of manure, and that's not called that you're concerned that it looks like you're fertilizing a field. So also other mezivlo otsar, you're allowed to go gather all your waste and put it into one place during the Shemitah year. It doesn't look like fertilizing it. That is the opinion that the Mishnah says. Osa Adam Ezivlo Otsar. However, Rebbeir disagrees. Rebbeir Osa. Rebbeir disagrees with the Tanakhama. Normally Rebbeir is Tanakhama. Here he's not. Rebbeir is Osa. He says, no, you're not allowed to do this unless you clearly show that you're not doing it to fertilize the field. How do you clearly show you're not doing it to fertilize the field? Achiyamik Shlosha Tvachim. Go dig a hole 3 tvachim deep and put in the fertilizer in that. Nobody would go and fertilize in this way. So clearly you're demonstrating that you're not doing it for fertilization purposes. Or alternatively, raise it up. Go raise it up, make a mound, and then go put the fertilizer on top of this mound. So therefore, clearly, when you either lower it down 3 tvachim or you raise it up 3 tvachim, you're clearly demonstrating that you're not doing it for fertilization purposes of the field. And then Rebbe would say it's mutter. Similarly, if you already had some zevel over there previously, most of a love, then you're allowed to add to it, v'holich, and that's not a problem because it's clear, even if you didn't lower it 3 tvachim into the ground or raise it up 3 tvachim, that's your garbage dump. That's where you store your zavel, and therefore you're not fertilizing the field, and Rav Meir would say that that's good as well. Now here comes to the stira that we want to bring this Mishnah in Shvius 4. Now we have the opinion of Rav Elozo ben Azariah. Rolos and Isaiah is Oser. He says you're not allowed to go and put the zevel over there. Achiyamik shlosha o achiyag bia shlosha o achiyitin al hasela. Says you must do something to demonstrate that you're not fertilizing the field. So either dig a hole 3 tvachim deep, or raise it up 3 tvachim, or put some sort of a rock there. You obviously don't fertilize rocks. So if you put it on a sela, so then that clearly shows that you're not fertilizing it. But what do we see clearly from over here? This is during the Shemitah year, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allows you to go achia sheyamik shlosha until you go and dig a hole. So you're allowed to hoe, and he's not concerned that it looks like hoeing. And how can you therefore say in our Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says mipnei shenirika oder? He clearly doesn't seem to be bothered if it looks like oder, as long as you're not doing it for oder purposes, it is allowed. So why is digging a canal not allowed in our Mishnah? Because it looks like Oder, but when you're putting the zevel into the hole that you made, that's allowed. That doesn't look like Oder. So Stira Kasha le the Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, other Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. So Gemara gives two answers over here again. Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Abba Mamal. Here, both of them, we don't know again which one said it. They each gave a different teretz. Chadamar could go in Shehemik. No, it was already, as Rashi brings down over here, it was already Hemik. It was previously dug out. And you can see this in the Ksiv Yad in Rashi. Kodim Lechain, Kodim Lishvias. He did this before the Shemitah year started, so therefore it's not a problem of being Oder in Shemitah. And that's why this Mishnah Shvias is not a problem. It doesn't have a steer or two. In our Mishnah, he says you're not allowed to go do this lechatchila during the Shemitah year. He already did it. Kigon Shehemik. And the alternate answer, either Rav Zeira or Rav Abba Mamu, we don't know which one, which, the Chalamar Zivlo Mochiachalo, because he has Zevel over there. So since he has Zevel over there, so therefore it's clear that he's doing this to store his Zevel. That's where he puts his Zevel. Not to store it, that's where he just dumps his, deposits his Zevel until it disintegrates on its own. So therefore, in both of these situations, it doesn't look like he's doing it for the purposes of hoeing. As opposed to when you're digging a canal, it doesn't look like you're necessarily digging it for the canal purposes. It could look like you're digging it to hoe, to plow, and therefore that's not allowed. Now, that's why Rabbi Nazari, the Mishnah, says no, and the Mishnah in Shvias, he says yes. Then we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, you're allowed to go and fix up a canal that had disintegrated a little bit, that the walls had collapsed a little bit, that you're allowed to do during Chol HaMoed. What does it mean, Mikukeles? My Mikukeles? So I'm a Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, Shim Hoysa Muka Tefach, if it's still a depth of one Tefach, you're allowed to go restore it to its original depth of six Tefachim. Amida Al Shisha Tefachim. That's why it was called an Amma. An Amma is six Tefachim. So it was the canal with a depth of six Tefachim, which was a significant canal that you could go and irrigate a field with. So if it had collapsed and it filled up with the dirt from the sides, but you still had one Tefach left, so that's called that it's broken, so you're allowed to repair it, you'll have to fix it by digging it out to its regular depth of six tefachim. So you can dig out five more tefachim, that's allowed on Chol HaMoed. Mesaknes HaMukul Keles B'moed. That's what the Mishnah means. Gemara says, I have a following scenario for you that I want to ask a question. So first of all, Pshita, it's clear to me that if you're digging that ratio of 1 to 6, that doesn't work. Chatzi Tefach, if you had a half of a Tefach, Al Shlosha Tefachim, and you want to make it to its original depth, which was 3 tefachim, so that's not allowed, because the water won't flow in a 3 tefach canal. You need to have a 6 tefach canal to have adequate irrigation. So keeping the law of our maya, since the water won't be able to flow, so all you're doing is tircha yisera, lo klumhu. So to go dig it out from the half a tefach to 3 tefachim, even though it's a 1 to 6 ratio, just like you said, well, if it's 1 tefach deep, you can dig it to 6 tefachim deep, so you should be able to do a chatzi tefach to shlosh tefachim. No, that's pshita, that's clear, that's nothing, because all it is a tircha yisera. There's no benefit to it. And likewise, if it was 2 tefachim deep to go dig it to 12 tefachim, the same 1 to 6 ratio, that's clear, that's pshita, that's not allowed. Tefachayim, al-shnei mosar, dekotarach, tircha yisera, lo, that's also not allowed. Just because it's a 1 to 6 ratio, it's not the magical 1 to 6 ratio, it's that 6 is the depth that you need. So you're allowed to dig it to 6, that's called misaknin samukul kelis. But a half to 3, or 2 to 12, even though it's the same ratio, that's clear pshita, that it's no good. So his real question is, tefachayim, if it's 2 tefachim deep, but it's messed up, it's not the 6 tefachim deep, so are you allowed to go dig 5 more tefachim? Tefachayim al shiva mahu. What's the two sides of the coin? What's the possibilities over here? Do we say, just like you can go from 1 to 6, hocha chamisha komamik, so 2 to 7 is going 5 additional tefachim, and that you're allowed to do. Just like you can dig from 1 to 6, so you should be able to dig from 2 to 7. V'hocha chamisha komamik, and therefore, this is acceptable. Or do we say no? Or Dilma, Kivan Diko Tefach Yisera. You really only should go from 2 to 6. Why are you going 2 to 7? That extra Tefach is an extra digging that's not necessary. The canal will work perfectly well with 6. So maybe you can only go 2 to 6, but you can't go 2 to 7. Just because you can go 1 to 6, which is 5, doesn't mean you can go 2 to 7, which is 5. You can only go 2 to 6. Because if you go to 2 to 7, Iko Tirchot Tvei, you have one extra Tefach that you dug that was unnecessary. So that's the question. If it's too deep and you want to go to 7, is that allowable? Because it's still 5 Tvachim that you dug and that's allowable? Or do we say, no, you're only allowed to dig 4 Tvachim because all you need is 6? Take it. Gemara doesn't give the answer to this question. Finally, the Gemara concludes and says, Abaya, we'll give you some practical examples of what various Amoraim allowed their townspeople to do. So Abaya, he allowed the people in his town, Shor Livnei Bar Hamdach, he allowed the people who lived in this place called Hamdach to go and Lishachufei Nara. Rashi tells us over here, Lishachufei Nara means Lakor Anfei Ilonos Hagdelin Banor. He allowed them to go and rip out some of the branches that were growing in the water or that had fallen into the water. In the Ksiv Yad, Rashi says, L'shachufe or l'sachufe, different kirsos, it means lenakos, to dredge the water. Machmas ofor v'tzrovos, the dirt, the pebbles that had noflubo. So he allowed you to go and dredge the river. So that's what Abaye allowed on Chol HaMoed. We'll see in a moment why. Why was this allowed? Rav Yirmiyahu likewise, shorlu levnei sachafta, he allowed the people that lived in this town called Sachafta, lemichra nar tamima. He allowed them to go, Rashi says, Lifanos Mokar Hamaayon Shinistam. He allowed them to go and unplug the source of this spring. It was blocked up and it didn't allow the water to flow properly. As Rashi in the Ksiv Yad said, Lichros Noi, he allowed them to dredge us over here that was filled up, Machmas Ofar Vitzrovas, that was filled up and blocked because of all the dirt and the pebbles over there. And it didn't allow the water to flow. So Rav Yirmiyahu allowed the people of Sechavta to go and dredge their river that had become blocked. Similarly, Rav Ashi Sharlu lived in Masa Mechasya. Rav Ashi allowed the people who lived in the town of Masa Mechasya liachduchei nar burnitz. Rashi says liachduchei nar lufano sirtom shebeemtzanar. He allowed them to go and clear away like a sandbar the dirt that had piled up in the middle of the river. Rashi Ksiriyad says loshu mikadech. It's like to bore a hole through over there to allow the water to flow properly. And he had explained, Rav Ashi had said, and this is the reasoning for Abaye and Rav Yirmiyahu as well, Omar, kiven the shasu minei rabim, since many people are drinking from this water over here, this is like a tzorich rabim, ki rabim dami, and we learned it on Mishnah, utnan osim kol tzorichei rabim, a person is allowed to take care of all of the needs of the public during Chol HaMoed. So therefore, since they needed this drinking water, they allowed them to go and dredge basically these rivers that had been plugged up in order to allow them to flow properly, in order that people will have flowing, good, clean water. With this, we conclude today's share.